Richard Grasso, the former chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, has rejected demands that he return at least $120 million of his pay package. Back in September, Grasso was ousted from the exchange, and earlier this month, exchange officials asked him to return part of what they called his excessive pay. The stories about Richard Grasso's wealth led commentator Dick George to re-examine his own finances.
Recently, I took a peek at my family's financial situation. For the past 3 years, our strategy can be summarized in one word, denial. Like many others, I even stopped reading our investment statements on the theory that life is depressing enough without actual proof. Last year, the stock market turned around some, which was good, but it was an article in the Wall Street Journal that finally roused me from my financial funk. It said that the New York Stock Exchange disclosed that its executives have retirement plans in the tens of millions of dollars. This had been confidential information. Then they decided to take the high road and go public with their numbers. That's admirable. Richard Grasso had accumulated almost $190 million in retirement payments. I thought about this, and I figured, I shouldn't have to worry. I worked for a Fortune 500 company back in the 90s for almost 8 years. It was listed on the New York Stock Exchange. It had a pension plan. I qualified for it. It must be worth plenty. I called the company thinking I too would come clean and go public in the interest of promoting openness and honesty in the financial marketplace. So here's my public announcement. When I retire at age 65, I'm going to get $394 a month. So I did the math, and I'm happy to report that my retirement will also be worth in the tens of millions of dollars on the day that I turn 4,230. That will put me in the same league with a member of the New York Stock Exchange Board of Directors. To hit 190 million, I'd have to hang around to age 40,186. Heck, I'm 55 now and feeling pretty good. Maybe I'll make it. Plus, my house should be paid off by then, and it'll be worth a lot more than it is now. You know, real estate has really been going up. So if I get in a bind, say, 10 or 20,000 years from now, I could do a home equity line or something to tide me over. I'll probably be okay. I don't know what's the big deal with Richard Grasso. It's not that he's going to get more than most of the rest of us. It's just that he's going to get it an ice age or two sooner. Lately, they're talking about making him give up some of his retirement benefits. I want to make one thing very clear. I'm keeping mine.
Dick George is growing old in Baldwin, Maryland.